This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The high holy days are at hand for college football fans. Saturday brings the start of a new season. Michigan Radio's sports commentator John U. Bacon is here. John, let us begin with the elephant in the room for the Michigan Wolverines. This weekend's rematch with Appalachian State, awakening painful memories of 2007 for Michigan fans?
Kind of. This is Armageddon in football. This is still considered the greatest upset in the history of college football, which is saying a whole lot. There are a whole lot of football games out there, of course.
Wow, that 34-32. Yeah, 34-32.
2007. It was a fifth-ranked Michigan team losing to a Division I AA team. Never happened before. And for you non-football fans, that's the tier below the big boys. And much to the chagrin of Michigan fans, the reason they dreaded this game is they knew that the whole thing was going to be exhumed and put in their faces all over again, and that, of course, has been the case. So and everybody, the Wall Street Journal, ESPN, you name it, they're all doing retrospectives on this football disaster.
And what does Coach Hoke and the team say about it? They weren't even around for this.
They weren't, and it's all coach speak. It's like, yes, we're aware of the game. We weren't there then, of course, so as Bo Schmeckler said, the upset is in the mind of the favorite. Keep in mind also, in 07, that was a very good Appalachian State team. Team coming in right now is like, they're not good at all. This should not be a problem. The real issue in Ann Arbor, though, is not on the field, but off it. And the question there is, will they keep their string of 251 consecutive crowds of 100,000 fans or more? This goes back to 1975 when I was 10.
Wow.
Cynthia, and I'm no longer 10, as you might have noticed. So that is in jeopardy right now. They're currently dumping tickets all over town, hundreds for free to churches and whatnot, trying to fill the stadium and save this streak.
Why?
Because they've priced it too high. They've ticked off too many fans. The schedule is abysmal. And they've treated their fans, frankly, pretty poorly.
And you and I have talked about that on this program.
Yes, we have. And guess what? The fans ultimately get the last vote.
Well, a little further along I-96 in East Lansing, we've got Mark D'Antonio and the Spartans opening their season against Jacksonville State. And as I know from trying to buy a ticket for my daughter, who's a senior there, good luck getting a block of tickets. So ticket sales aren't a problem in Spartan land, are they?
It's a funny thing. When you go 13-1 and you're the Big Ten and Rose Bowl champions, you tend to sell the place out. It's very hard to repeat. Things go in cycles. But things have changed a little bit up Ann Arbor and in East Lansing, of course.
Yeah.
It's sold out up there. Michigan, we'll see. They might well still be able to dump enough tickets to pull it off.
Now, let's just talk about the strengths and weaknesses of each of these teams. What do you like and what are you worried about with the Wolverines and the Spartans?
In both cases, the defense is the strength. At Michigan State, that's not a surprise. It long has been. In Michigan's case, the offense was the strength. Now it's the opposite. And the big problem in Ann Arbor is the offensive line in front of Devin Gardner. Devin Gardner is a first-rate quarterback. He was the number one recruit at quarterback in the nation. And his numbers are still pretty good, but his offensive line is abysmal. And last year at East Lansing, Michigan ran for minus 48 yards rushing. That's negative. In other words, you're better off sitting on the ball than actually running a play. That's not good.
That's not good.
So that needs to change in Ann Arbor for them to have any success.
You mentioned what you called an abysmal schedule that Michigan is playing.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts on Spartan schedule?
Much better. For one thing, they've got Michigan up in East Lansing. And that, for them, of course, is the game. Michigan, it's Ohio State's probably the game, but Michigan State's very close. And this year's the first year since 1966 where Michigan plays both Ohio State and Michigan State on the road. Mm-hmm. Throw on top of that, they're playing Notre Dame on the road, and your three biggest rivals are all away. You only have really Penn State coming to town, and you've also got Miami of Ohio, not the real Miami. The Utah Utes is not very good. Michigan State's schedule is very strong. They've got Nebraska. They've got Michigan, too, of course. And look, when you've got green shirts that say Rose Bowl champs, you will probably fill the stadium.
What are your thoughts looking at the expanded Big Ten and how it's going to fit into the national landscape for this season?
Competitively, it makes almost no difference. Maryland Rutgers are not big players in football these days, not by a long shot. Financially is the whole key. With Rutgers near New York and, of course, Maryland near D.C., you get the footprints of the cable subscription TV packages. They don't need you to care about football. They don't need you to watch it. They need to pay $1 a month for the Big Ten Network, and that goes to all the schools. And that's, 20 million people, of course, in New York and 10 or 15 or so in D.C., and that's where the money is. So the fit is entirely financial.
Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon, final question. What will you most be closely watching this season?
The stands.
Watching the ticket situation.
In the previous book, Fourth and Long, I predicted this 2 years ago. You're getting close to a fan revolt, and it happened a lot faster than I thought.
Thank you so much, John U. Bacon.
Thank you.